The AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In its final report, the special counsel investigating President Biden's handling of classified materials found that Biden willfully retained documents after leaving office.
The report says investigators found classified documents dating to the 1970s, along with top secret documents from as late as 2017. The special counsel says in working with a ghostwriter, Biden read aloud to him from handwritten notes that contained classified information. The report describes the president's conduct in all this as willful, but citing mitigating circumstances, including Biden's age and failing memory, the special counsel says it would be tough convincing a jury to convict him.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The Supreme Court today heard arguments on Colorado's 14th Amendment case trying to remove Donald Trump's name from the state's ballot. Justices questioned if Colorado can make that ruling that would impact national elections. In California, days of torrential rain now leading to flooding and mudslides. More severe storms on the way. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he might call for an independent investigation into recent deaths in Wisconsin state prisons. He told reporters in Darlington yesterday he's waiting for the results of Department of Corrections internal investigations into three deaths at Waupun. The daughter of one of the inmates is suing the state. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in the latest Marquette poll at 49% each. In a five-way race, third party and independent candidates get 22%.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate Show. The election is 9 months away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A school administrator was reinstated after being placed on leave for the past few weeks. Derek Fuchsling, Stoddard Elementary's principal and Phi Ed teacher, was put on leave last month for violating policy and procedure and bringing complaints about the district administrator directly to the DeSoto School Board. The district superintendent accused Fuchsling of harassment for citing her age and health and questioning her ability to do her job. The school board reinstated Fuchsling, but decided not to renew his contract for next year, citing budget concerns. A large crowd turned out for the meeting in support of Fuchsling, but public comment wasn't allowed. The district is holding a referendum this spring to help fund school operations. A La Crosse man convicted of possessing and selling meth was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. 43-year-old Alfredo Almanza pleaded guilty to the charges last October. Investigators tracked sales of meth back to Almanza and found meth at his home, as well as messages on a cell phone setting up drug deals. The judge cited prior convictions in sentencing.
For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks have made some trades. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making moves at the NBA trade deadline. They've picked up guard Patrick Beverley from the 76ers in exchange for their second-round pick in the 2027 draft. The move seen as a way to improve on defense. Beverley is 35 years old, played for Doc Rivers when he was the head coach in Philadelphia. To make room, the Bucks traded Robin Lopez, the twin brother of Brooke, to the Sacramento Kings for cash considerations. The Kings then expected to release him, making him a free agent. The Bucks hosting the Timberwolves tonight. College hoops, the Badgers losing in Michigan last night, 72-68. How did the 11th ranked team in the nation lose to a team with an 8-15 record? Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the answer for that, Mike, you know, I'd be, could bottle it and sell it. Why it happens sometimes, I mean, why do we go Sunday and have five turnovers and today we're throwing it everywhere? We'll break down the film and I'll get a better look of how and why. And then it's just an accountability factor.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around and breezy with lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, cooler, highs in the low 40s. Sunshine back for the weekend, upper 30s. The trend for dry weather continues through most of next week as temps warm up into the 40s. Currently 57 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Providing you with an eagle eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. Crootie does Vegas, man. The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, thanks to our fine sponsor partner, Chad's Design Build. Dom, I am at the MGM Signature Tower 3 broadcasting
very
high
fancy,
above
Mike.
This great city. What's that?
This sounds very fancy.
Much fancier than the Treasure Island where Trump will have his post-caucus celebration party in the second floor ballroom next to the wedding chapel where yours truly will be excluded from attending, apparently because of a full house or because the Trump campaign perceives us to be enemies of the state. It's one or the other. I think it's probably the latter, Dom. It's the third time in a row we've been blocked from Trump events. We were in the room when the guy took his nomination. We were in the room. At least we were there when he got inaugurated.
Point to us. Point to the press area, the media area. Oh, that is the enemy of the people. And everyone would turn around and look at us and laugh. Yeah, man, what happened? I blame you.
I don't know. Well, you know, I wore my sport coat and everything. I tried.
That was your first.
I showed up early. I was like on Lombardi time, Don. But anyways, moving on. Hour two is about the James Comey-ing of Joe Biden. What do you think about this special counsel report? No charges,
but
a smear against the against the current president, Joe Biden. As The Hill describes it, special counsel describes Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory and an eyebrow-raising report. Now, in this report, Tom, they also contrast the behaviors of Trump and Biden, and I think it's pretty scathing against Donald Trump as well. But the Comey part, this is what sort of a no charges damnation of Joe Biden. Well, you know, no one's going to prove it in court, but, you know, let me smear this man as being old and elderly in a special report while he's the president of the United States and a nominee for his party to be the next president of the United States, Dom. This smacks a little bit of Comey.
It smells a little the same. Not the same circumstances, but certainly has that flavor. As The Hill reports, Special Counsel Robert Hur
released a 388-page report on Biden. Of course, the Republicans are going to love some of this language, as the Hill points out. I'll jump down in. In opting not to bring charges, her, who was appointed by former President Trump to serve as U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland in 2017, cited the shortage of evidence. Well, there you go. But also how Biden would present himself to the jury. Here's a quote. "We have also considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory."
Damn!
Based on our,
that stings!
I'm, you know, almost me. I'm not as old, but I got a poor memory, Curtis. You can attest to that.
Yes,
her
I can.
Continued. "Based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness."
Oh, damn. Dom, the report on more than I was going to pick it up unless you want to keep going, buddy.
Go ahead.
"The report on more than one occasion refers to Biden struggling to remember things when he spoke to a ghostwriter for his memoir." Why is that important? "As well as when he was speaking to investigators." Her cited Biden's 2017 conversations with ghostwriter Mark Zwanitzer, something like that, which her described as painfully slow, with Mr. Biden struggling to remember events and straining at times to read and relay his own notebook entries. Well, maybe he's got bad handwriting. "In an interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse," her wrote. A pro-Trump super PAC quickly made use of the report.
Of
"If you're too senile to stand trial, then you're too senile to be president. Joe Biden is unfit to lead this nation," according to the Make America Great Again Incorporated PAC, Dom. It also says here at the Hill, "Her's report is likely to set off a fury with Biden supporters."
Yeah, you know it.
Democratic strategist Paul Begalia, speaking Thursday afternoon on CNN, described some of the remarks as cheap shots, I'd say. A little below the belt there, Dom. Biden's personal and White House lawyers wrote a letter to her on Monday upon the conclusion of the investigation, arguing the special counsel's treatment of the president was unfair and called the repeated references to his memory gratuitous. "It is one thing to observe President Biden's memory as being significantly limited on certain subjects. It is quite another to use more sweeping and highly prejudicial language employed later in the report," according to Bob Bauer. Special counsel Richard Stauber and personal attorney Bob Bauer wrote to her, "The language is not supported by the facts, nor is it appropriately used by a federal prosecutor in this context. We request that you revisit your descriptions of President Biden's memory and revise them so they are stated in a manner that is within the bounds of your expertise and remit." In other words, you ain't an expert, man. That is not proper legal acknowledgement, right? Where is this ongoing referencing of Joe Biden's memory? Just because you don't think you're a good enough prosecutor to make this one stick in a court of law, man? Don't blame it on old man Joe losing his memory. A little bit more here. Bauer did not directly bring up the references to Biden's memory, but it was clear he was taking umbrage with the nature of parts of the report. "Very little in this opus adds to a clear, succinctly stated understanding of a straightforward conclusion. No misconduct occurred. No charges are warranted." Seems like that could have been a one-page report, Dom. "Throughout this process, a guiding principle that has been to protect the integrity and independence of the investigation," Bauer added, "based on the facts in the law, the special counsel in this case had no choice but to find the criminal charges were not warranted. He had other choices which should have been guided by the department's rules, policies, and practices, and he made the wrong ones. What say you, Dom? Not guilty. Joe Biden, fully vindicated, exonerated. Nothing to see here. Let's move on."
We do have some sound of the president on this. Nate, we're going to need your help on this one. If you are ready, we'll hear the president talking about this. Case closed, says Joe. Cut 14.
Bottom line is the special counsel in my case decided against moving forward with any charges. And this matter is now closed.
Seemed pretty forceful there. Apparently Trump, he did the opposite. Cut 15.
As the special counsel wrote, and I quote, several material distinctions between Mr. Trump's case and Mr. Biden's are clear. By the way, this is a Republican counsel. Most notably, after given multiple chances, this is the continuation of the quote, he returned classified documents and avoided prosecution. Mr. Trump allegedly did the opposite.
Mr. Trump allegedly did the opposite, and that's why he's been charged with several felonies in Palm Beach County, right, Don? That's the Eileen Cannon trial. We're awaiting movement of the very Trump-supportive jurist on.
That specific quote from the special counsel, Robert Herr, continues. Mr. Biden turned in classified documents to the National Archives and the Department of Justice, consented to search of multiple locations, including his homes, sat for a voluntary interview, and in other ways cooperated with the investigation. Again, Mr. Trump allegedly did the opposite. A few more from the president on this case, different than Trump. Cut 16.
I was especially pleased to see the special counsel make clear the stark differences between this case and Donald Trump.
And the final cut from the president on this issue, cut 17.
In contrast, Mr. Biden turned in classified documents to the National Archives, the Department of Justice, consented to a search of multiple locations, including his homes, and sat for a voluntary interview, and in other ways cooperated with the investigation.
Joe, I already said that, but yes, that is what the special counsel found.
Now, Dom, I've got some reporting from The Guardian on the special counsel's report. They've done a little deeper dive. It's 388 pages, but here are a few points, and again, no charges against the current president, Joe Biden. Biden willfully kept and shared material. According to Special Counsel Robert Herr's report, Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen, including classified documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan and handwritten notes about national security and foreign policy implicating sensitive intelligence sources and methods. Now, FBI agents recovered the materials from Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home, and his disclosures included sharing classified national defense information with the ghostwriter of his memoir, the aforementioned Mark Zvonzitzer, or something like that. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. This felt a little Comey-like, man. They're taking some pot shots at Joe. You know, he's too old. He's got a bad memory. Well, Dom, you're not old, and you have a bad memory.
I'll admit to it, but I'm pretty sure the special prosecutor, he didn't know. He's not, you know, educated in, you know, the science of the memory thing.
Take it back. I'm not old. Come back. devils.
Oh, man,
more
devils. I'm confused.
More devils advocates. More of your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789.
The time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville, I needed a new heel for my shoe. So I decided to go to Morganville, which is what they call Shelbyville in those days. So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time. Now, to take the ferry cost a nickel, and in those days...
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dom, it's been a busy news week. I am
right.
I am here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am on the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you to our fine sponsor partner, Chad's Design Build, for helping to get me out here. Having a good time, Dom, but I was disappointed to hear I will not be invited or allowed to attend Donald Trump's event at the rundown, smelly Treasure Island Casino Ballroom on the second floor next to the wedding chapel, Dom. But I don't know if you've seen this very important headline. There will be free weddings on Super Bowl Sunday to couples named Travis and Taylor. So, you know, you can go to the Chapel of the Flowers and get a free wedding here in Vegas, or you can go to the Trump rally at the Treasure Island Casino tonight, you know, not in the casino, but upstairs on the second floor, and go to the Trump rally next to the wedding chapel at the Treasure Island. There's no more romantic spot you could possibly get married in this world, Dom, than at the Treasure Island wedding chapel that Trump partied next to tonight. But I won't be there because I've been excluded. I'm a little butthurt.
All right, well, tonight, Crudy.
967-2789.
Any predictions on turnout tonight, right? The Republican primary results for Nevada, according to the New York Times, said about 74,000 people voting, of which none of these candidates received 63.4%, right? The Dem primary had 125,000 people come out, where Joe Biden received about just under 90% of the votes, 125,000. So what do you think? Any guesses, any throw at the wall, grab from ass numbers on how many people actually engage in the caucus for the Republicans this evening?
You know, it's been hard to find locals. And, you know, I talk to every cab driver, every bartender, every local person I possibly can. And I try to find out, are they political? I had a cab driver today taking me down to the Treasure Island. Million, not pronounced quite like that, but Million, spelled like $1 million. Million was a Biden supportive 50-year resident of Las Vegas, Nevada. Looked like an immigrant gentleman, you know, but had lived here for a vast portion of his life. Obviously had at least naturalized U.S. citizenship. And he was no longer going to vote for Biden. He had changed his opinion, and he said stuff is too damn expensive now. And therefore, he was going to get on the Trump train. And I said, well, are you going to go caucus today? He said, is there a caucus today? I said, there is. So clearly he's not like the hardcore MAGA sort. You know, I met one of those guys, as mentioned, Bubba, I would guess his name, but only because I'm casting, you know, judgment on his appearance. Down there with a MAGA hat. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not a skinny guy, but this guy's got like the beer barrel sort of belly
big barrel
out in front of him. And, you know, he told me he's a TikTok streamer that follows Donald Trump around and streams this stuff. You know, that sort of guy, I expect when I leave the MGM Grand Signature here in Vegas, I'm getting a cab a little bit later, and I head out to meet some of the caucus supportive of Donald Trump. And remember, here in Nevada, it's a rigged caucus. Trump is the only one caucusing tonight. So you ask for numerical support. I have no idea. I'm guessing, you know, maybe something similar to 100,000. I think if there were 63,000 that came out just to vote against Nikki Haley the other night, you might get 100,000 going out to caucus for Donald Trump. Now, this process is going to start here about 5:30 Pacific time. That'd be about 7:30 Central time. And it runs till about 7 o'clock local time, 9 o'clock. So somewhere about 8 o'clock tonight, Donald Trump's going to come flying in. And I may be able to see Trump Force One landing out here. I can see a few of the runways from the balcony here at the airport. I'll keep an eye out for Trump Force One and later in the week for Taylor Swift, just in case, you know. Keep an eye out for the Swifties as well. But Trump should fly in between 7 and 8 local time. And then they'll shut down the strip. Donald Trump's going to shut down the strip on Super Bowl week so he can go to the rundown end in the shadow of the Trump Hotel to the Treasure Island Casino second floor convention hall next to the wedding chapel and speak to a crowd of, I'm guessing, hundreds, Dom. Because I don't think you could put more than that into the wedding chapel, you know. the hall next door. How many people really drag a whole full wedding party out to Vegas for these sort of affairs when you get married at the Treasure Island? Again, the most romantic place you could possibly get married in the world, I suspect. But, you know, I just don't see bringing the full 200 or 300 for the reception, if you know what I'm saying, Dom.
Any say anything if it's a dismal result, if it's, you know, 40,000, 50,000. Does that... Would you read into those numbers in any way, shape, or form? Would that mean anything?
I would only see it as a dismal result if less people came out to caucus for Trump than came out to oppose the candidacy of Nikki Haley.
Now, right. So if none of these candidates has more primary votes than caucus numbers for Trump, you think that'd be bad? You think that'd be bad fortune.
That would be bad juju and bad karma, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Almost as bad as holding your victory party at the Treasure Island and excluding Crudy.
47,000 Republicans voted for none of these candidates. So that's the bar. That's the number. Trump caucus numbers
Let's see.
Have to be over 47,000.
You gotta be above 50,000, Trump, if you don't get 50,000 caucusers tonight. Now, my plan is to hop in a taxi and go over to one of the esteemed public schools here. All of the caucuses, apparently, as I observed, are being held primarily at schools, similar to the Dubuque, Iowa experience we had at the Iowa caucus. But, you know, the school I'm going to has a particular local feel to it, Dom.
What?
Jerry Tarkadian Middle School.
Tark
the Shark Middle School. You got to think they're the Sharks, right?
Well,
I would think. I haven't verified.
All the coaches are going on wet towels. I think that's how it's got to be.
So as we wrap up here at 6 o'clock Central Time, I'll be sneaking off to the caucus, or at least the caucus location, to see just what the enthusiasm is down at Jerry Tarkadian Middle School, Shark Middle School. I mean, it seems like the logical location, right? I saw Tarkadian Middle School, Jerry Tarkadian Middle School. I'm thinking that's the sort of location I'm going to. Those unfamiliar, he's the former coach of UNLV, right? They had that group that played in the national championship. He's that bald guy that used to chew on the towels, wipe his bald head with the towels. I resembled a man in, you know, some way, shape, or form. And that we're both very successful at our own particular craft. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's live on the road. Las Vegas, there's a caucus later and a victory party, and I'm less interested in the former or the latter at this point. Might go straight back to the casino or a bar. We'll see. More Devils. We're coming back. It's a happier, happy hour. You can be a part. Join us. 844-96-PARTY.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 48% of Wisconsin voters say they're against a ban on abortions after the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. That's according to the latest Marquette poll. 45% tell the poll they're in favor. The poll finds 86% support for legalizing medical marijuana and 63% back legalizing marijuana in general. Congress seems no closer to addressing the large number of people seeking asylum in the United States. Immigration law expert Vina Eiler says misinformation about refugees' motives is making matters worse.
They're going to be just as desperate, and we're concerned about those folks trying to cross unsafely, being exploited.
Eiler says a southern border crackdown will make things more dangerous for people seeking asylum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A La Crosse man convicted of possessing and selling meth was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. 43-year-old Alfredo Almanza pleaded guilty to the charges last October. Investigators tracked sales of meth back to Almanza and found meth at his home, as well as messages on his cell phone setting up drug deals. The judge cited prior convictions in sentencing. A school administrator was reinstated after being placed on leave for the past few weeks. Derek Fuchsling, Stoddard Elementary's principal and Phi Ed teacher, was put on leave last month for violating policy and procedure in bringing complaints about the district administrator directly to the DeSoto School Board. The district superintendent accused Fuchsling of harassment for citing her age and health in questioning her ability to do her job. The school board reinstated Fuchsling, but decided not to renew his contract for next year, citing budget concerns. A large crowd turned out for the meeting in support of Fuchsling, but public comment wasn't allowed. The district is holding a referendum this spring to help fund school operations. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Gus Fring, also known by his real-life name of Giancarlo Esposito, star of Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, will play the lead in a new show for AMC called Parrish. The show is a thriller set in the town of New Orleans. While speaking at a recent presser, Esposito called New Orleans a city of demons. On the show, he plays a luxury car dealer who will take them all on. Car salesman versus demons. That's a tough one. The series premieres March 31st, and I will be watching, as a network AMC has a lot of street cred. Looking for a new show? Check out Fool Me Once on Netflix. Variety reports that the show just became the 9th most viewed English-language TV show ever on Netflix. The show follows Maya Stern as she tries to solve her husband's murder. For last week alone, Fool Me Once was the 4th most watched show on Netflix, which is exactly when I had the pleasure of binging said program. Love me some color television. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around and breezy with lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, cooler, highs in the low 40s. Sunshine back for the weekend, upper 30s. The trend for dry weather continues through most of next week as temps warm up into the 40s. Currently 57 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The talk that matters to you and fits your lifestyle.
Tune out all the yelling and screaming.
Come soaring with Eagle 1490.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Hey,
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, Friday Eve up in here, Dom. Hey, that's like the Fonzie comeback.
Browns, baby.
Buddy, I am here in Vegas having a good time for the Love of Democracy Tour, thanks to our sponsor partner, Chad's Design Build. And there's been a ton of news breaking this week, Dom. I do need to make a small correction. I got it wrong. I've been getting it right mostly, but I got this small point wrong. Trump will not be unopposed tonight in the Nevada caucus, and that's the reason, in part, that I'm here in Las Vegas tonight. Texas Pastor Ryan Binkley also caucusing, and Trump's throwing his party at the Treasure Island upstairs convention center next to the wedding chapel. Where's the Texas pastor going to hold his victory party at?
Well, of course, Trump Tower. Maybe he's actually paying.
You know, it's funny because the Treasure Island is near, very near the Trump Tower here in Vegas. You've never seen this ostentatious, I mean, it's brassy gold on the outside and it's got Trump and T's on each corner. I've never stayed at the Trump Dome. I just wouldn't feel right putting any money in the man's pocket.
Well, that makes one of you, man. I mean, you know, the emails and the solicitations that go out, I have several email boxes, Curdy, and one of them is obviously on the list for Trump. And I am just bombarded multiple per day, every day, damn near of, you know, Trump wanting your money for this.
Give me money.
Oh, right. What, $50+ million in legal fees last year alone? So, but great question. You know, why isn't Trump holding his rally at Trump Tower? I mean, literally, right? If there's an opportunity to grift, to overcharge your own campaign for whatever, why wouldn't you do it? Well, I can only imagine. Maybe, you know, there's some Chinese or Saudi or some other influential people staying there paying him, you know, more money than his campaign would actually pay, because he needs that money for his legal fees.
I actually suspect it's that he doesn't own the hotel casino here. He's only licensed his name to it. I think that's far more likely. I did think it was a bad optic when the Democratic Party came for their first presidential debate in 2016, and they held the event at the Wynn Hotel, which is beautiful. I mean, very expensive, very exclusive. We didn't stay there. We had a few drinks there, but just came down for the debate, right? But Steve Wynn, also a big Republican donor, and it was in the visual shadow of the Trump Tower here in Vegas. I always thought that was a terrible optic that day, Dom. Didn't work out so well for the Hillary campaign ultimately in the fall either.
No, it didn't.
844-967-2789. Dom, we can't have all the fun. I got to think others have something to say.
Well, let's get to it then. It's a Thursday. It feels like a Friday. 844-967-2789. Air your grievances now if you must. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us, buddy?
Yeah, thanks, guys. And for a correction to the Republican caller that called and said that Bush actually won the election in 2001, 2000, that no, he didn't. When they actually counted the votes, Al Gore turned out to be the winner there, because the Supreme Court just wanted to make George Bush president. That's how that went down, because I think that when they did the count, Gore won by over 500 votes. I think by other counts, it was more than, you know, up in the thousands, because of the fingers on the scale that Catherine Harris did, you know, down there in Florida that year. Man.
All right, so what do you think happens on this one? I'm with Crudy. Unfortunately, I think, you know, based on the questioning and what we're seeing and hearing, it's probably not going to happen. Trump will probably be on the ballot. But what's your take, Mark?
And unfortunately, I think the Supreme Court is looking at what would happen if Trump was knocked off the ballot. I think they would foresee, you know, complete chaos going on in the country here, because Trump's got his people loaded for bear, and they're loaded for bear on primed and loaded for bear on January 6th, because he primed them people from, you know, from the time he took office in 2017 till before the election and during the election and after the election. He's saying, I was cheated. Those people were ready to do violence. But as I've said before,
I mean, they did the violence. I mean, we know this. This has already happened. This is kind of the point. This is why we were at the position that we are at. And while, and again, I get it, and I know there's very specific legal arguments, and I know that they're looking for an off ramp, and whatever. Because at the end of the day, we look back 50 years from now, it's going to be Donald Trump engaged. He will be perhaps convicted of something very close to it, if not that, by then, engaged in this insurrection, sat on his ass for over 3 hours while the supporters he incited attacked and beat and ultimately killed some folks while they're trying to stop the functioning of government. So, you know, maybe they should look forward instead of backwards. Go ahead, Curry.
Don, we have a quick weather update in the Dane County area. There is a tornado on the ground currently in Albany, Wisconsin. Reportedly on the ground in Albany, Wisconsin, right near the Dane County line. So just wanted to help keep you informed on that. Be careful out there. Check and, you know, keep an eye on the skies and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, the weather turning for the worse in the Dane County area again. Tornado on the ground in Albany. If we get more information, we'll share it with you on the air, folks. 844-967-2789. It was my understanding that the official vote tally out of Florida in 2020 had George Bush winning the state by 537 votes out of about 6 million cast, I believe.
Wow.
I mean, right. That's like a very, very close. But there is a special report, this one from January of 2001, according to The Guardian. Al Gore, not George Bush, should be sitting in the White House today as the newly elected president of the United States. Two new independent probes of the disputed Florida election contest have confirmed. The first survey conducted on behalf of the Washington Post showed that Mr. Gore had nearly 3-to-1 majority amongst the 56,000 Florida voters whose November 7th ballot papers were discounted because they contained more than one punched hole. They had the butterfly ballots then. So right. If there were multiple holes
Remember
punched,
the hanging chads? It's all the hanging chads.
Dom, the second and separate survey conducted on behalf of the Palm Beach Post shows that Mr. Gore had a majority of the 682 votes amongst the discounted dimpled ballots in Palm Beach County. In each case, the newly examined votes had been allowed to count in a November election. Mr. Gore would have won Florida's 21 electoral college votes by a narrow majority, and he, not Mr. Bush, would be president. Instead, Mr. Bush officially carried Florida by 537 votes after the recounts were stopped, of course, by the U.S. Supreme Court in their ruling in Bush v. Gore. And then they said, but burn this one. This ain't precedent. Never look at this one again to determine other case. Right.
Never again. Curdy, you want to reiterate, you said this, there is a tornado warning up until 6:15 p.m. Central Time for an area south of Madison. Tornado, hail. We're talking about the towns of Monticello, Dayton, Albany, Brooklyn, Evansville, Magnolia, Cooksville, Dunkirk, Stoughton, Oregon, too. You're on the north end of that tornado warning. Folks, be careful out there. Again, tornado warning in effect until 6:15 this evening. 844-967-2789.
And we had seen that there was a radar-indicated tornado. We've heard that that was on the ground in the Albany, Wisconsin area. So, again, be careful out there on the roads. Be safe. Go to your basement. We'll keep you updated as news reports come in, as weather reports come in. Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, we got to throw this one out there. Finally, the clock has started. E. Jean Carroll judge entered an order for Trump's payment. Let's see. MSNBC legal commentator Lisa Rubin said this. Judge Kaplan has at least entered judgment in the second Carroll trial that starts the clock for Trump's post-trial motions and for him to post a bond. Specifically,
now Rubin.
Go ahead.
I was going to say this has been sort of a we haven't talked about this a lot, but I have seen reporting. The last trial, the E. Jean Carroll trial, May of 2021, I think it was, 2 days to file the ruling. Kaplan only took 2 days. In this case, this ruling against Trump is like a month old, and this had not been filed. And, of course, Trump if he wants to appeal, has to put up the cash, right? Has to put up a big-ass bond. So this is important as to timing. Please continue, my friend.
As Lisa Rubin from MSNBC continues, specifically federal rules governing civil cases stay a plaintiff's execution on a judgment for 30 days after the entry of the judgment. So now it's stayed for 30 days, which effectively means Trump has 30 days to provide a bond or other security to lengthen that stay pending an appeal. He also has 28 days after the entry of judgment, again, that's today, to move for a new trial or to alter or amend the judgment. The judgment affirms the award the jury said Carroll deserves. Of course, this comes as Judge Arthur Engoron is still yet to rule on the other civil case against Trump, the fraud allegations brought by New York Attorney General Tish James. That case, James is seeking $370 million. Maybe by next week, perhaps? It's imminent, Crudy. Judge Engoron is imminently going to let us know what that number is. But apparently, the judge in that civil case was set aback by the possible, plea dealing of perjury with Weisselberg, CFO of Trump Organization, or former CFO, however you want to call it. I think he's still getting paid. Weisselberg may have lied, committed perjury on the stand in Engoron's case. So he's, maybe double-checking how that would impact his judgment. But I did see last night Tish James and the New York Attorney General's office suggesting that the judge and Goran just continue on and make your judgment. Don't let it stop you. Be it 370, Jump. 270, 570, whatever. Let's get the number out. Let's get it going. Get that clock ticking.
Dom, I've been checking the text line, and I love when the audience participates when they call it 844-967-2789, or when they use that shiny Civic Media app to text us directly. Here are a few. Lynn, who knows that I have been blocked, my credentials blocked from the Trump victory over Nevada party later at the Treasure Island Casino, she said, "Did you try wearing a MAGA hat?"
Yeah,
I don't own a MAGA hat. It might have been a good investment. But the other guy who was literally wearing a MAGA hat and told me he was a TikTok streamer and he had the, the ZZ Top beard and the MAGA hat and the belly that went on for days. It was my impression he was also denied credentials for the Trump Treasure Island event.
All right. So you and the weirdo TikToker, you're the same. You're both denied credentials from the Trump campaign.
Well, I just want to point out the MAGA hat would have been no salvation, probably. Lynn texted in, Dom, I agree with you. Well, don't text again then, Lynn. 844-967-2789. Here's Jeff from Sherwood. States right, Crudy. Yes, each state should be able to make their own damn decisions. How are your hookers and blows, you scammer? WMDX texter, I had question who the third participant in the Trump the Bush legal team's partisan attacks, when they had this out through the Supreme Court. This texter says it was Amy Coney Barrett, pretty sure. We know it was Roberts, and we know Kavanaugh were part of the partisan team that supported the Bush legal claims that eventually carried the day. Come on, Crudy and Dom. You want hear the truth flag. Not sure what that means. That seems kind of Trumpy. Nonstop incoherent babbling. Please stop. Please stop, says Kurt. I think he's talking to you, Dom.
No, I'm pretty sure that was some of the Trump sound we played earlier. Thank you, Kurt. And yes, we apologize for the Trump sound, but if you people don't get off your ass and organize and get motivated, make sure you bring a few friends to the polling booth. That guy's going to be your president again.
I got one more here that's important, I think. Jim from Appleton. Once upon a time, back in the dark days of parties working together, we had a store called Treasure Island. We all referred to it as Trash Island. Sounds like you're dealing with the Trash Island, Mr. Crudy. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mozell with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trygve Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Crudy, CNN is reporting far-right media personality Tucker Carlson publishes interview with Vladimir Putin. And here's the thing. I didn't know that Tucker Carlson was over in Russia interviewing for the vice presidential job under Donald Trump. So, no, we got that going for us. Perhaps we'll have to watch.
Dom, we should make note of the fact there is a tornado warning happening in Dane County right now. We had seen earlier reports a radar-indicated tornado might be on the ground in the Albany, Wisconsin area. And then, as you pointed out, the direction headed towards the Stoughton, Wisconsin area. Only you mispronounced Stoughton, Dom, and people have noticed. And
what
the
did
Madison
I say?
Stoughton. The Madison Plumber Stoughton. Says... Dom, you got to work on your pronunciations of Wisconsin cities.
Hey, man. Stout. You know, when in doubt, go to Stout. We're lacrosse guys. Okay. Stoughton, right? Stoughton. There you go.
Yeah, Plumber. Well, Stout doesn't have a GH in there. 844-967-2789. Because, you know, I've never mispronounced a word or a name.
Please tell me more, Professor Crute.
I'm just sharing the chastisement of the plumber from Madison.
That's all right. I can take it. No, wait, is it Stoughton or Stoughton? Stoughton. Stoughton. There we go. Stoughton.
And
I got it.
And Wes from Middleton, perhaps sarcastically, says, "Damn, I hope that tornado doesn't hit CJ's trailer."
Oh,
that's CJ, not a nice thought.
Come on. Oh, everyone be safe out there, please. And call us if you're able, 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Joe. Love to hear from you. What do you got?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, I agree. Everybody stay safe. And, can you really mangle words any worse than Trump? Really, you can't. You can't get even close to it. I would say today was a banner day, and I would go back to the quote from the man who had over, 30,000 lies, misstatements during the 4 years that he was in office. Man, he had a banger today. It was on the day when he's got this court case about whether he has been engaged in insurrection. He says to reporters, and this is the exact quote, "It was an insurrection caused by Nancy Pelosi." And I know you brought this up before, but I think it is such an incredibly rich statement because it is so stupid that someone so lacking could come out with a comment like this. I mean, what are we thinking? And Nancy Pelosi is passing out bear spray, that she's making, you know, your own build a gallows kits or something, or, you know, helping them beat the glass to barrel in. It is just so darn stupid. And I think, man, it just reeks of, do we want to go down this road again? Do we want the stupidity to be peaking at the meters again? So I don't know, in a day in which, so much is happening, and this is the line he had. He agrees that it was an insurrection, but it was caused by Nancy Pelosi. Anyway, guys, everybody stay safe. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
your input.
Thanks
for listening, Joe.
It's like OJ is going to go find the real killer. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, finally. And I think it is significant that he acknowledges, from my understanding, the first time I've heard him say the word, this was an insurrection, right? I mean, that's going to be, I think that should certainly be some campaign ads. And started by Nancy Pelosi. I mean, come on. I mean, okay. So let's go, you know, you want to dive down that maybe, but where's your proof of one versus your proof of the other? You say it's an insurrection. We agree. You say Nancy Pelosi, what, caused it, started it, inspired it? Well, how exactly did that happen? Did she get onto your Twitter feed and tell everyone that it's going to be wild? You know, did she tell people that you better fight like hell? You're not going to have a country anymore. Did she tell people that she was going to march with them
peacefully?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, did she wait? Did she do nothing for 3 hours while the supporters that he summoned to the Capitol, the mob, they attacked the government in order to stop the peaceful transfer of power? Nancy Pelosi did that? No. She most certainly did not do that. In fact, the videos I've seen, she's on the phone calling MFers saying, what's happening? That's a great question. Where was the cavalry? 844-967-2789. Dan from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Dan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, might be a bit of a tangent for what you're talking about, but I just want to remind everybody that there is no climate change at all. The weather you're experiencing right now, thunderstorms and tornadoes, totally normal for Wisconsin in February.
Obviously, Dan, I'm sorry. Go on. Continue. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm obviously being sarcastic.
Thank you for that clarification. I thought for a moment you might be just Donald Trump, blame it on the Chinese. Go ahead, Curdy.
Dom, we have a confirmed tornado near Evansville moving to the northeast currently, according to my producer, Nate. Thank you for sharing that with me, Nate. Again, a confirmed tornado near the boundary, I believe, of Dane and Greene County, down by the Evansville area. Last time we heard, that was moving towards the Stoughton area. So be very careful, especially if you're on that county line district between Dane County and the counties to the south. 844-967-2789. If you're listening out of state or you're in Las Vegas, let's say, this weather may not affect you, but the fact that we are under tornado warnings and there may be tornadoes on the ground in February, as Dan noted,
in the state of Wisconsin.
in Wisconsin, that might be ironic, you know?
It's a little Trump.
Theoretically be on the ski hill right now while the tornadoes are going by? 844-967-2789. Any final callers for the day, Dom?
I think, pardon me, I think we are about done with callers. We appreciate everyone playing along. It's been tough day.
We do have one texter that points out maybe we should, you know, break out the Sharpies. I assume the texter means to reroute the tornado.
Yes, that'd be great.
Or perhaps a nuke.
Nuke the tornado?
Trump's plan as president was to, what, nuke a hurricane and, you know, draw a Sharpie line over Alabama to justify his own prognostications.
Don't nuke the tornado near Evansville, Wisconsin. Moving northeast, folks, be careful out there. Go ahead, Curdy.
Just signing off here from Las Vegas, Nevada. The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. It's a caucus day. Apparently, it's not just a rigged Trump caucus. There's also some Ryan Binkley character who will get no support. And then Trump onto the smelly, smoke-filled second floor convention hall above the Treasure Island Casino. I'm not at all bitter that I've been denied credentials. Next to the wedding chapel, Dom. You know, above the, you know, the poker machines. Just where you'd want a presidential level event to happen. Thank you all for listening. Be careful out there. And Busted Pencils, Educated Educators, coming up next. Stick around for that.
On air, 1490 AM. Online, lacrosseeagle.com. And on the Civic Media app, this is Eagle 1490. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic